Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquenfra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is a Monday morning. Yes, let's come around again. Weekends don't seem to last too long, do they? Lovely to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. So it is Monday. It is the 14th of February. So what do we say today? We say Happy Valentine's, of course, don't we? We do indeed. Happy Valentine, everybody. And let's take a look at three things, in actual fact, relevant to the world of entertainment on the 14th of February. If we go back to the year 1895, we're going to go back further than I thought, to 1895. On this day, Oscar Wilde's final play. Now, this is a very famous play, The Importance of Being Earnest. It opened at the St. James Theatre in London on this date. If we go to the year 1918, the motion picture Tarzan of the Apes was released. In those days, it would have been sort of equivalent to the release of Star Wars. In 1958, this move up to 1958, on CBS television, Walter Cronkite reported that the Iranian government has banned rock and roll because it is against the concepts of Islam and is also a hazard to your health.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Where do you go, my lovely?
Where do you go?
this heartbreak deep inside. You gotta help me make it through the night. Save me. Come back and save me.
Bring us in on a Monday morning, and that was Where Do You Go? It was a song, it was written by a guy called Peter Bischoff together with Franz Ruther. First recorded by the German Eurodance band La Bouche in 1995, as it was an album only song off of their Sweet Dreams album. A cover version of the song was recorded by the Europop group, there we are, No Mercy, the one we just played, taken from their debut album, My Promise. And that was on the 13th of May, 1996, and released as their first single, became a worldwide hit for them. It entered the top five in Australia, Austria, France, Germany, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and the United States. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 8 minutes exactly after the hour of 6 o'clock. Next on this morning's breakfast show, this is just one word, always, and it comes from Bon Jovi.
It's Romeo's bleeding, but you can't see his blood. It's nothing but some feelings that this old dog kicked up. It's been raining since you left me, now I'm drowning in the flood. You see, I've always been a fighter, but without you, I give up. Now, I can't sing a love song like the way it's meant to be. Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore.
Oh,
Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That is the Fratellis there. And it's just simply called Indestructible. Now, we were mentioning earlier on, maybe about LaBouche and Where Do You Go? They made that one. Well, I tell you what, got something in the shower for you this morning, which just happens also to come from LaBouche. So let's get you in, get the old water turned on. There we go. It is Valentine's Day. All right. Give yourself a good scrub. You're probably going out with the ladies tonight. Well, I hope you are at any rate. In the Show with LaBouche and Sweet Dreams.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing.
there we go. And time to get you out of the shower this morning. LaBouche in there in Sweet Dreams. If you are having sweet dreams right now, wake up. It's time to go to work. And as I mentioned, that was LaBouche. By the way, LaBouche is French for the mouth. Not sure what I would call a group. A German electronic dance music duo, best known for Be My Lover, that one we just played, Sweet Dreams, You Won't Forget Me, and Tonight Is the Night. Formed back in 1994, by the way. And, right, I tell you what, let me just say this. It is, by the way, it is Valentine's Day. If you've got somebody you want to send a message to during the course of the morning, just drop us a line on WhatsApp, 677-18822. 677-18822. 677-18822. You can give Yasmin a call in around about 10 minutes' time when she's in the office. 223-5162 is that number. 223-5162. If you want to say hi or wish somebody a very happy Valentine's Day or just whatever you want, do drop us a line here on The Breakfast Show, as did Melanie. Melanie dropped me a little line just now. Says, good morning, Jerry. Just wanted to say hi and thanks for getting my day started, Melanie. You're more than welcome, Melanie. It gets my day started as well. It's a call from Rick Ashley. Can't mistake Rick, can you? They're coming in this morning. Let's say a very good morning, of course, to Mary Lou. Mary Lou's with us this morning, bright and early. Also to Charles, who just dropped to the line on WhatsApp for the first time. Says, good morning, Jerry. I just want to say thank you for the music. I don't know about you lot, I'm sort of fairly worn out with all this dancing already. There we go, Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling, and that's brought us exactly to half past the hour of 6 o'clock, of course, on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and if you're with us this morning, thank you so very much. We're just making our way up to 28 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Usual bits and pieces, it is a Music Monday today. We've got plenty of music to play. No guests coming into the studio today, but we've got all our usual bits and pieces. In just a few seconds, we'll take a look at the local news headlines. We'll be looking at those, of course, in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. And I thought, seeing that today was Valentine's Day, we'll look at some interesting facts for today, Valentine's Day. All right. But first of all, let's take a look at some of the local news headlines. So we're going to be looking at these in more detail 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Now, let's start off with the epidemiological report of yesterday, Sunday. 12 people died from COVID-19. And the accumulated number of deaths now amounts to 7,950, and a lethality rate of 1.1% is maintained. Now, of the 12 deaths, it was reported by the Ministry of Health that 9 of those did not have complete vaccination schedules, or even did not have any vaccine doses at all, said the Ministry of Health. As for the new cases, the ministry report detailed that 1,203 infections are reported, 8,276 tests were applied, giving a positivity percentage of 14.5. Now, this represents a decrease, though, compared to previous days. Active cases are totaling 21,713, while 21,245 are in home isolation. This is divided into 146 actually at home, 99 are in the so-called hospital hotels. That number's coming down as well. Those hospitalised add up to 468 in the wards, and there are 402 people, 468 in the wards. There are 402 people actually in the wards and 66 in the intensive care units. Now, let's talk a little bit more on the COVID-19 for the epidemiologist. This is Arturo Rebollon. The drop in cases could lead to a daily average of between 300 and 500 new infections being registered in 3 or 4 weeks' time. As to whether the start of classes will somehow impact the dynamics of the pandemic, Rebollon stressed that at the end of last year, there were blended classes and it did not affect anything. The risk is going to be minimal, he said. Now, when on November the 18th last year, the public ministry raided the houses that had marked the San Martin de Panama Este. This is houses that they've marked to raid. Well, they were surprised when they got there because there was nothing to find and nobody was there. Well, members of the HP gang who were being watched as part of the Damascus operation had been alerted the night before. Well, sometime later, the prosecutor's office against organized crime identified the mole, an official of the judicial branch itself, who had been passing sensitive information to the network for several months, linked, according to the authorities, with the Clan del Golfo in Colombia. It goes on to say here that the judge of guarantees, Hiroko Tinoco, charged and ordered the provisional arrest of Nisel Solano, the official of the judicial branch fired at the end of last December. In addition to Solano's arrest, Tinoco validated charges against Esubio Rangel. Both were arrested last Thursday. Both are accused of allegedly committing organized crime. Solano is also charged with alleged acts of corruption of officials. The Court of Auditors dismissed an appeal for reconsideration filed by the accounts prosecutor Waleska Homachea, with which she intended to reverse a ruling that ordered the closure of the patrimonial process followed by the company Trans-Caribe Trading S.A. for alleged irregularities in the design and construction of the Arihan-La Chorrera highway. At the all the diagnoses which has carried out, both in the Social Security Fund and in the Ministry of Health, that conclude that there is an urgent need to carry out a comprehensive review and improvement of all administrative and operational processes related to the this is to the calculation of demand, purchases, receipt, storage, and dispatch of medicines and supplies. And this is the Chamber of Commerce's Commerce and Industries and Agriculture's Panama La Cámara Opina, which comes out on Sundays. I love those. It goes on to say that regarding the costs of medicine in the private sector, the CCIAP indicated that it promotes a free market economy, guaranteeing free competition, responsible and aware economic agents, clear rules, and without interventions in the market by force or power. There was an interesting article last week which I called on. It was only one of the press, but it was to do with the cost of medicines in Panama being so high when you compare them to places like Mexico and Colombia. Anywhere between 4 and 10 times higher the prices of medication here in Panama. The price of the basic food basket made up of 59 products registered an increase of $11.47 or 4.3% in January of 2022 when compared to the cost of a year ago. This is in supermarkets in the districts of Panama and San Miguelito. This upward trend is added to that registered by the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, which in November 2021 increased by 3.4% compared to the same month of the previous year, and which reflects an accumulated increase, it says here, of 16% in 11 months. That's scary. Panama was chosen by the Oyster World Rally 2022-23, recognized among the most important inter-oceanic events in the world, as one of the countries here in Panama with the best destinations of the trip. 23 vessels, different nationalities, visited the San Blas Islands and then sailed to Shelter Bay Marina in Colon at the entrance to the canal, where they remained for a week, awaiting transit through the Panama Canal. It does go on to say that Panama is an important market for nautical tourism. It has the infrastructures, there are no hurricanes, and we offer a high quality of tourism. With the realization of rallies, we can increase tourism in our country. We have to continue promoting the nautical industry that is growing, it was stressed. Indeed, absolutely, that's good news. Keep an eye out for those beautiful sailing boats. They're crossing the canal today, well, some of them, and the rest tomorrow. Right, well, that's it. Time on The Breakfast Show, 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, we'll look at those bits and pieces in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock. This morning, 7 o'clock, we'll look at some of the international news headlines this morning. Guess what? The word Ukraine is often quite often mentioned. And 7:30, we'll look at some of the international business news. In between that, we'll look at the weather. Didn't it rain? It was so surprising, was it? Was it Friday? Now, let's see. That's it. Young Ingrid will be checking Miss Orbingwell. I know she's travelled up to the United States But she normally manages to check in with us. Also, we'll check in with Yasmin, see how her weekend went. And no doubt she'll have a couple of tracks for us later on this morning. Born on this day in music. Talking about this day in music, if we go to the year 1967, Aretha Franklin recorded her song, Respect, in New York.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Where do we go from here? What must we do? take the time to search the mind. Find.
From Aretha Franklin's Respect, which was recorded in New York on this day back in 1967. Remember playing that when it was first released? Oh, yeah, Forces Radio Charter. This is Tracy Spencer in this house, and, well, apart from that, you know, how do we do it?
This is how we do it.
That's how we do it, and we just stop very quickly, don't we? I was just looking this way. Good morning to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. Morning, you, Paul. He dropped me a little thing, Pat, said here, fuel prices have hit a new record high at the pump across the United Kingdom, tightening the squeeze on UK consumers, the motoring organisation, the Automobile Association, has said. Over the weekend, gasoline reached 148.02 pence. Which is, well, £1.48 a litre, while diesel hit a new record high of £1.51 a litre. Now, you see, the thing is over there, what they do, they're trying to, you know, you notice that diesel is a higher price than gasoline because they try to sort of, you know, stop you using dirty diesel. Fuel previously hit a set of record in November. This was before the wholesale and retail prices fell back. The cost of living crisis, which is going on right now, has been ratcheted up another notch, said Luke Bostet of the Automobile Association. Everything needs to be transported, doesn't it? And it says here that RAC's fuel spokesperson, Simon Williams, said that the price of filling up a 55-litre family car was now at an eye-watering £81.41. Now, let me tell you what that is. £81 and point. Where's my point in point? 41. Yeah. So there we are. It says here, so this, filling up a 55-litre family car, £81.41, which is $110.02. Can you imagine that? I mean, now we're paying about, I think I filled my car up last week. It wasn't completely empty and I paid about $53. Yeah. That's how much it would cost you right now to fill your car up in the UK. 55 litres, which is fairly average. And, that would be $110.02. Well, I could at least knock the 2 cents off. Of course, everything has to be moved, doesn't it? So everything has to be moved, puts the price up, and this is, well, one of the things that's causing this inflation we're suffering from.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together. We'll take them by the hand.
Hey! until you were all alone. I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. Just a phone call left unanswered had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go, keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, yeah, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on.
Now we know who it is. Yes. Well, I hear that sound. Oi! Did you leave the light on? No. It was Tom Walker. That's who that was. Tom Walker and Leave the Light On. A breakfast show time, 30 minutes away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. So good advice for you there. Encuentra 24. Put all your goods on there and I've got a load of stuff here I really need to do. Need to get organised. Because you can always do it as a bit of a business, can't you? Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Say, no doubt you know what is really sort of taking the lead on that, as it has done for I don't know how long. The Kremlin on Monday said that it did not view comments from Kiev's envoy to London as signalling an official change in Ukraine's position on wanting to join NATO, but said that it would significantly help address Russia's security concerns if Kiev did renounce its intention to become an alliance member. Ukraine's ambassador to Britain on Monday clarified earlier remarks about possibly dropping a bid for NATO membership, saying that the former Soviet Republic would not be reconsidering its attempt to join the military alliance. And it goes on to say Russia could invade Ukraine at any time and might create a surprise pretext for an attack, the United States said on Sunday. As it reaffirmed a pledge to defend every inch of NATO territory. Russia has more than 100,000 troops massed now near Ukraine, which is not part of the Atlantic Military Alliance. and Washington, well, while keeping open their diplomatic channels, has said that they've so far failed to ease the crisis and repeatedly said an invasion is imminent. Ukraine's ambassador to Britain on Monday clarified those earlier remarks about possibly dropping a bid for NATO membership, saying that the former Soviet Republic would not be reconsidering its attempt to join the military alliance. Well, despite a recent uptick in bilateral dialogue, relations between Moscow and Washington are, quote, lying on the floor, the Kremlin told Russia's RIA news agency amid Western objections to ongoing major Russian military drills near its borders with Ukraine. North America's busiest trade link reopened for traffic late on Sunday evening, ending a six-day blockade, Canada Border Service Agency said, after Canadian police cleared the protesters fighting to end COVID-19 restrictions. Canadian police made several arrests on Sunday and cleared protesters and vehicles that occupied the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor, Ontario. This was after a court order on Friday. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Monday that she felt demonstrations against a COVID-19 vaccine mandate, now entering their second week, were an imported phenomenon and nothing like anything else that they had seen before in the country. Talks to salvage Iran's 2015 nuclear deal are not at a dead end, not quite, but key outstanding issues require political decisions by the West, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said on Monday. Iran has already taken its political decision by staying in the deal after Washington abandoned it in 2018. Spokesperson Saeed Kadbazadeh he told reporters this from Tehran. The Japanese government welcomes the International Atomic Energy Agency's review on the safety of releasing contaminated water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuro said on Monday. Spanish far-right party Vox is likely to gain power in the central Castile and Leon region in a coalition with the centre-right People's Party after the local elections held on Sunday, a setback for left-wing Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. Sports highest court on Monday cleared the 15-year-old Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva to compete in her next Olympic event, but the teenager's doping charge that has rocked the Beijing Games remained unresolved. The Court of Arbitration for Sport said in a statement that it had upheld an earlier decision by the Russian anti-doping agency to lift a ban on Valieva. And lastly, the Russian government has decided not to send a representative to this year's Munich Security Conference, said Wolfgang Ischinger, who chairs the event that will start on the 18th of February. The conference, known as Davos for Defence, brings together the world's defence and security elite in Germany. It comes at a sensitive time, with the United States warning of an imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's it. There we go. There's our look at some of the international news for this morning. I think we're going to be in need in a few minutes' time of an antidepressant, don't you? Also, we're going to be looking at some of the things that are relevant, some of the fun facts about Valentine's Day. Today is Valentine's Day, so I hope you, if you want to wish, send somebody a wish, send one of your loved ones a wish, you can do it here on The Breakfast Show. All you've got to do is WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us on that number, or you can give Yasmin a call here in the studio, 223-5162, 223-5162.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days
Can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city.
Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop.
But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Show.
I'm a
passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. You hear the preacher like to call. He knows I'm gonna stay.
There goes three of those tracks that I would refer to as play them then, playing them again. In actual fact, I remember quite well. We started off with Summer in the City from The Loving Spoonful. And it appeared on their album, which was Hums of The Loving Spoonful, reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. That was in August of 1966 for three consecutive weeks. And the song features car horns and jackhammer noises join the instrumental bridge to represent the sounds of the city, the noisy city streets. Or Paitia. Depends. Following on from that, from Summer in the City was True Love Ways. That song was originally attributed to Norman Petty and Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly's original was recorded with the Dick Jacobs Orchestra. That was back in 1958. 4 months, by the way, that was before the singer's death. The one we just played, though, the song was first released as a single in Britain in May of 1960. It reached number 25 on the UK singles chart. It was released following the following month in the US, but didn't make the chart. In 1988, a re-release, by the way, of the recording by the single reached number 65 in the charts as well. But in 1965, this is what I was getting at, Peter and Gordon's version, it became an international hit, reaching number 2 in the UK, number 14 on the US Billboard Hot 100, and the top 10 in numerous other countries. That's the version we played there. My True Love Ways, or True Love Ways, Peter and Gordon. And last but not least was California Dream, a song. It's written by John Phillips and Michelle Phillips, and it was, by the way, first recorded by Barry Maguire, but the best known version, of course, Mamas and Papas. And they sang the backup, by the way, on the original version and released it as a single in 1965. The song is number 89 in the Rolling Stones list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. One more, and we'll take a look at the weather, shall we? This comes from Blues Traveller. It's called Run Around. Just make our way 16 after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning.
Not believe my eyes when I saw through.
time on the Breakfast Show, exactly 20 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock on the 14th of February. Yes, it is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's to everybody. That's, this evening, if you just join us, a very good morning to you. We're about to take a look at the weather for today, starting over on the Costa Riva in the province of Colón, as we like to. 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature over there today, with 23 being the minimum. That's rather quite comfortable. Thermal sensation at 35%, which again isn't too bad. Their relative humidity quite high though for this time of the year, up there at 87%. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. Rain in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. Now, moving over to this side of the isthmus to West Panama. 33 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, with 22 degrees the minimum. Thermal sensation is going to feel quite warm at 38 degrees Celsius with 72% relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Chance of isolated showers though in the afternoon and tonight as well. What's happened to summer? It's quite unusual, really. Now, let's move along the coast of the metro area, see what's in store for us today. 33 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature with a minimum of 23. 38 degrees Celsius, thermal sensation with 70% relative humidity. Now, partially cloudy this morning. Yes, isolated showers during the course of the afternoon. And partially cloudy again tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 31 degrees being the maximum temperature, again quite comfortable, with 25 degrees Celsius being the minimum, 36 degrees being the thermal sensation, relative humidity not too bad for out in the Gulf at 75%. They've got those isolated showers for this morning and this afternoon and tonight as well, so if you're out that way, chance of a few showers. Be lucky if you miss them, I guess. Always carry your paraguas. Get it out, dust it off, and put it in the car or in your handbag or wherever. Now, let's move over to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides, and we're starting on the Pacific. We've got high tide. That was at 2:16 this morning. That was 3.81 metres. Low tide, that was, or will be rather, at 8:40 this morning, and that will be 0.7 of a metre. High tide again, 2:56 in the afternoon, 3.84 meters, and the last low tide, that'll be at 9:03 tonight, and that will be 0.88 of a meter. Taking a look at the Caribbean, we've only got one up, one down. We've got high tide, that's not going to be until 10:34 this morning, and that'll be 0.34 of a meter. And the low tide, well, you're going to have to wait right through until 7:35 tonight, and that will be a minus 0.06 of a metre. If you want that in feet and inches, the high tide, 10:34 this morning, is going to be 1 foot and 1 inch, and it's going to go down to minus 0.6, which is, well, just 2 inches. So we're going to go from 1 foot and 1 inch to just, in fact, minus 2 inches on the low tide. So there we are. There are your tides for today. Now, let's take a look and see about the actual maritime conditions. For instance, our friends on those sailing boats are going through the canal today. Be fairly safe going through the canal. We do have a small craft advisory, though, for Colón for this morning. We've got 20 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the north-northeast. Hey, that's nice, isn't it, if you're sailing? Waves are going to be, they're going to be at 5 feet. So if you're boarding today over there on the Caribbean coast over in Colón, do be careful. This afternoon, the small craft advisory is still in place. 25 to 35 kilometre an hour winds. Wind direction, north-northeast. Waves are going to increase as well by a foot to 6 feet. So if you are boarding, there's a foot's difference before this morning and this afternoon. Moving over to the Pacific, we're looking at good conditions, no advisory. Winds that bit lower at 10 to 25 kilometre an hour, coming from the northwest in the morning. Waves that they're just going to be at 1 foot. In the afternoon, we do still have the, we do have a small craft advisory. Don't have one for the morning, but we do for the afternoon, because the wind is going to pick up. It's going to pick up to 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, and the wind directional change is going to change to the north. And waves, well, they're going up to 3 feet in the afternoon. So there we go. That's it. There's our look at the weather for this morning. Yes, Valentine's Day, 14th of May. May, February. What rhymes with day, May, February? I do like that. I like anything by Joy Crooks, and that's Mother, May I Sleep With Danger. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 and a half minutes. It was 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to take that quick little break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at what's happening in the world of business this morning here on the Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. And if talking about, let's see, what's time? You're making your way, you'll be making your way into the office by now. And here's some good advice for you, because if you're in the world of construction, you need to make sure everything is done 100%, don't you? It's all very technical. You have to make concrete decisions. Yes, you do. And how to make them? Get in touch with our friends at Cementos Progresso. The present and the future are built, well, because building is the engine that moves them. Cementos Progresso. And we're going to take a look right now at some of the things in the international business sector. And we're going to start off with the world shares. It says that they skidded on Monday as warnings that Russia could invade Ukraine at any time, drove oil prices to seven-year peaks, belted the euro, and sent investors scuttling back to the safe haven government bonds they have been dumping all year. Europe's stocks at 600 share index tumbled 2.5%. Wall Street futures were down 0.6%. And though it was, by the way, Ukraine's government bonds that understandably showed the most alarm as they slumped to 10%. The United States on Sunday said that Russia might create a surprise pretext for an attack as it reaffirmed a pledge to defend every inch of NATO territory. Tokyo's Nikkei dropped more than 2.2% overnight in Asia, while the euro's currency market retreat left it down at 1.1345 to the dollar, and pushed key euro-dollar implied volatility gauges to their highest since November of 2020. If it, this is the Russian invasion, happens, the question is, how does it happen? Said Jim Veno at AXA Investment Managers, saying it could be a conventional tanks roll forward situation or a more hybrid style conflict centered on cyber attacks. Oil prices were steady on Monday in seesaw trading after hitting their highest in more than 7 years on fears that a possible invasion of Ukraine by Russia could trigger US and European sanctions that would disrupt exports from one of the world's top producers. Brent crude was down 11 cents or 0.1% at $94.33 a barrel by 9:10 GMT. This was after earlier hitting a peak of $96.16, the highest since October of 2014. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude rose, that was 1 cent or less than 0.1% to $93.11 a barrel, hovering near a session high at $94.94, the loftiest since September of 2014. As electric vehicle sales rise, the big question for power grid operators and charging companies and governments is how to run tens of millions of vehicles without crashing local networks or spending billions on grid upgrades. Well, the answer, smart charging. Or simply put, smart charging software allows electric vehicle owners to plug in during expensive peak hours without the vehicle drawing power until the cheap off-peak hours. This eases the strain on the electric grid, makes it better use of renewable energy, and saves the driver's money. Query Credit Suisse investors fear a long wait for the bank to get back on piste after a string of scandals which have wiped billions off its market value and piled pressure on management. While Switzerland's second largest bank says that it can create value by serving its wealthy clients with care and entrepreneurial spirit, the market is not yet convinced, and its share price has dropped by nearly a third in a year, knocking some 10 billion Swiss francs, that's around about 11 billion US dollars, off its valuation. And US electric vehicle maker Tesla Inc. Sold 59,845 China-made vehicles in January, the China Passenger Car Association said on Monday. Tesla, which is making Model 3 sedans and Model Y sport utility vehicles in Shanghai, sold 70,847 China-made vehicles in December. Chinese electric vehicle makers NIO Inc. delivered 9,652 cars in January, increasing by 33.6% year-on-year. And Zhenpeng Inc., they delivered 12,922 vehicles. India's Federal Investigation Agency has filed a police complaint against ABG Shipyard Limited and its promoters, accusing it of defrauding banks of 228.42 billion Indian rupees, which is around about 3.03 billion US dollars. The report posted on the Central Bureau of Investigation's website said a forensic audit report it received from the banks 2 years ago had found instances of fraud in April of 2012 and July of 2017. ABG Shipyard could not be reached for comment and did not immediately respond to an email. the shipbuilder, identified by the central bank as one of India's 30 dozen highly indebted companies, has filed for bankruptcy resolution. The dollar rose along with other safe haven assets on Friday after the United States said Russia had massed enough troops near Ukraine to launch a major invasion. A Russian attack could begin any day and would likely start with an air assault, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told a media briefing. The dollar had been trading mostly sideways when the U.S. warning hit markets. The dollar index, a measure of the greenback against six major currencies, it rose 0.258%. And at least six Chinese companies have launched documents for New York listings in recent weeks. Filings show promising an end to a months-long freeze after an unprecedented clampdown last year by Chinese regulators. However, the plans are for initial public offerings, IPOs of small size, ranging from $1 million to $35 million, and are unlikely to trigger a slew of sizable debuts soon as companies await more clarity on your offshore listing rules, according to the bankers. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the international business news this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just coming down for 23 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the local news for you as well. This is George Strait and I Cross My Heart. For Mary Lou this morning, who's wishing everybody a happy Valentine.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if along the way it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. Thank you.
There we go. Mary Lou requested that one this morning. George Strait and I Cross My Heart. Let me see. Let me skip ahead. What did she say? Yes, she wished. Says Happy Valentine's to everybody and Happy Valentine's Day. Same to you, Mary Lou. Thank you very much for that. And we also had a good morning from Renee this morning. And she says, good morning and happy Valentine's Day to all. Please play for my Valentine of 25 years. She said, yes, that is my husband. He asked if we could play, well, it's Me and You from Kenny Chesney.
Ordinary, no, really don't think so. Not a love this true. Common destiny, we were meant to be. Me and you, like a perfect scene from a movie screen, we're a dream come true. Suited perfectly for eternity, me and you. Every day, I need you even more. Stars above that we share this love, me and you.
Lovely Kenny Chesney and Me and You, and that was from Renee. Renee and Rick this morning, thank you so much for that. A lovely song, good choice. Let's also say we've got a nice message in from Diane Byrne there at Via Capricciosa, wishing everybody a very happy Valentine's Day, and also a very good morning to Marina. Marina Lewis, you dropped me the line this morning. Good morning, happy Valentine's Day. And to you, my love, Marina Lewis. Thank you for that. And talking of Valentine's Day, I said we would look at some of the things relevant to some facts about Valentine's Day for today. And I got one here that says, you might already know that Valentine's Day was named after its patron saint, Saint Valentine. But there's actually some confusion surrounding which St. Valentine. The holiday technically honors. Now, according to history.com, there are at least two men named Valentine that could have inspired the holiday, including one Valentine who was a priest in 3rd century Rome. And the story goes that this Valentine defied Emperor Claudius. His ban on marriage. There's a thing. He thought it distracted young soldiers, illegally marrying couples in the spirit of love until he was caught and sentenced to death. Oh, he didn't have a very happy ending, did he? But banning people from marrying. It's St. Valentine's Day, I'm going to be good. Another legend suggests that Valentine was killed for attempting to help Christians escape prison in Rome, and that he actually sent the first Valentine message himself while in prison, writing a letter signed "From Your Valentine." Either way, he didn't do very well, did he? Let me also say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil, who are avid listeners, and they're in Mexico. They normally come to Panama, but they've gone to Mexico this year. Have I got a boo thing? I've got one somewhere. I won't play that one. Anyway, Rowena and Phil says, "Good morning, Jerry and Yasmin. 2 years ago yesterday, how time flies, we visited you in your studio. It was great fun. Still listening here in Mexico. And hope to see you again one day." Yeah, me too. Happy Valentine's to you and to all your listeners, Rowena and Phil. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. You asked if we could play Lovely Day by Bill Withers. I'm going to do that after I've played this one from us here in Panama to you there in Mexico. This one's from Andrew Gold.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? Thank you.
thank you for being a
Thank you.
There we go. They're sending out to Rowena and Phil there in Mexico at the moment instead of Panama. Shame on you. Lovely Day is saved by Bill Withers. And that is sort of quite renowned for that sustained note towards the end, which is 18 seconds long, one of the longest ever recorded on an American pop song. Time on the Breakfast Show View. I'll keep you an eye on the time. We're 4 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the local news. Also, we'll be checking in with Ingrid, and she's up there in the US. She's going to be checking in with us for an everyday story of people in the United States, I guess.
I see you in the darkness. I see you in light. I see you.
There we go. There's Zoe and Sunshine on a Rainy Day. I think the song for us here in Panama after the end of last week should be Rain on a Sunshiny Day. Don't you think so? That's going to bring us up to the top of the hour. The time right now, we're just a few seconds away from 8 o'clock in the morning. It is the 14th of February, which means Happy Valentine's.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3. Con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your face. best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good advice there, yes. Put it on in Cuenta 24 and you'll sell it. And I'll tell you what, you can go on there, have a rummage around. You might find some great things like today in Cuenta 24, exclusive offers. You could rent an office with parking in Via España for only $750 or a commercial space in Via Transmisca for only $1,000. If you publish it in Cuenta 24, you will sell it and you'll sell it fast. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3. Cool FM.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es otra. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/DBO.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell Carbley on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
So I heard you follow me. Somebody else, and at first I thought it was a lie. I took all the things that made sense. The rest I can do without.
There we go. We started those two off with Yola and Dancing Away in Tears. And this one, 1975 and Somebody Else. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are keeping an eye on the time. We are 25 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And let's see, we were talking about Valentine's Day, weren't we? Having its roots in an ancient, it has its roots, they believe, in an ancient pagan festival. We were talking about some historians believing that Valentine's Day commemorates the death of Saint Valentine on the 14th of February. Now, others do believe that the holiday actually has its origins in a pagan fertility festival called Lupercalia, which was celebrated on the 15th of February in ancient Rome, dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture. It surprised me that, because when I saw Faunus, I thought, oh, that must be where fornicating comes from. but no, it's just the Roman god of agriculture. And Roman founders Romulus and Remus. The day was celebrated by sacrificing animals and smacking women with animal hides, a practice that was believed to encourage fertility. I think we've developed a little bit since then, don't you? Right, music-wise, this is the Backstreet Boys. Quit playing with my heart. 27 after 8.
Nothing's like it used to be. Sometimes I wish I'd Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Happy Valentine's Day. Happy day to Valentine's. Happy Heart Day. Happy Kisses Day. Happy Red, Red Rose Day. Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful way to share love. Happy Valentine's Day. I happen to have landed in Estados Unidos yesterday, and so I'm having the great Valentine's Day with my mother, my father, my sister, and the cook. Whoo, we are just going to have a whopping good time doing nothing. Anyways, it's good to be back here in the United States, but oh my goodness, it's cold. I went out to get the newspaper and I realized I don't have a coat on. Oh, geez, it must be about, I don't know, you could breathe and see your breath. So how cold is that? I don't know. It's chilly, very chilly. But it's a beautiful sunny morning. The sky is clear. There's animals. Whoa, there's a bird. There's a dog. There's all kinds of things going on here. That's again, we're not quite in the hinterlands of El Valle, but we are in the hinterlands of Florida. And it is beautiful. Got a creek in the backyard, and every now and then my parents said they find a little alligator. Not a big one, just a 4-footer. You know, nothing too big. Only eat small dogs. Small children. No, anyway. So you all have yourself a wonderful, glorious Valentine's Day. Enjoy yourselves. Tell the ones you love them. Tell the ones you like them. Tell your friends you love them. Be good to everybody. Keep washing your hands. I'm going to go out today, later today, and experience what that's like out here. The minute I got out of the airport, it was a different kind of culture. So it's going to be interesting. It's like reassessing and acclimating myself to the Estados Unidos. All right, you all keep safe. Stay away from people. Let's get through this. We're almost done. I promise. I'm almost sure we are. And back to you in the studio.
Love. All you need is love.
There we go, yes, the Beatles, and love is all you need. All you need is love. If you are keeping on the time, we're 24 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock this morning. And I suppose, really, having my own radio program, one of the things I should do, make sure I do, is wish my very good lady, yes, my very own Christina, a very, very happy Valentine's Day. And thank you for all the love and affection for all these years, and the happiness and the laughs and everything. So this one, my love, is for you. We go Barry White for Christina this morning. You're my first, my last, my everything. We are 20 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Here's something for you. This will get you going. Perhaps you're listening to the program and saying, God, I could do better than that. Well, you've got a chance to try. Would you like to be a radio host? Radio host for a day. Why not? You can write to Cool FM at 6301-2810. Let me give you that. Write it down. 6301-2810. And tell Cool FM why you would like to be a radio host for a day, one day. And using your best voice, send us an audio saying Happy World Radio Day with gusto, okay? Happy World Radio Day! And let's celebrate the history and reliability of radio together in February, World Radio Month. For more information, visit coolfmpanama.com, coolfmpanama.com. If you want to be a radio host for a day, why not have your own program for a day? Natural fact, if you want, just tell them you want to come and co-host with me one morning. You can do that. Well, we could do that once a month, have a co-host, couldn't we? If you think you can join in and have some fun. And, of course, you can always watch that for us here on 677-18822. Yasmin's here to take your calls as well, don't forget, on 223-5162. If you are keeping an eye on the time now is 19 before 9. If you missed the news this morning at 8 o'clock, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. Anyway, let's get back to the music. It's Valentine's Day, so love is in the air. Well, something's in the air. Back to 1966 with Thunderclap Newman there, and something in the air. But what is it? Is it love in the air?
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around, love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. Don't know. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know. Love is it.
love that record. Some Love Is in the Air, John Paul Young, of course. And I dedicate that to a good friend of mine, John Akers, this morning, because I can remember all of the years he would just start singing, Love Is in the Air. And like me with so many pieces of music, that was the only words he knew. Slowing things down a little bit, this is Suspended in Time. From the soundtrack of Xanadu, that is Suspended in Time, Ollie NJ, as I like to call her, Olivia Newton-John. And it was on the soundtrack, it was after Zeus that sends Sunny home. A dejected Kira sings about her love from Sunny. Lovely song. Suspended in Time, Ollie NJ. Next, I tell you what, I was just thinking how about taking a look. Something else to do with Valentine's Day. At the end of the 5th century, Roman Pope Gelasius officially declared the date of February the 14th St. Valentine's Day. It wasn't until the Middle Ages, that the holiday became associated with love and romance, a tradition that first started from the common belief in France and England that birds started their mating season on the 14th of February. I better go and check La La the Parrot. Tony Braxton. Unbreak My Heart. Some of you out there today may have the opportunity to do that today, 14th of February.
Don't leave me in my pain. Don't leave me out in the rain. Come back and bring back my smile. Come and take these tears away. Bring back those nights when I held you beside me. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry. To my life. Don't leave me here with your tears. Come and kiss this pain away. I can't forget the day you left. Time is so unkind. And life is so cruel without you here beside me.
Beautiful. Unbreak My Heart. And that's from Tony Braxton off of one of my favorite albums. The album was Secrets. Gosh, I remember playing that on the old CD player in the car continuously. And it was off of the album. It's written by Diane Warren and produced by David Foster. Release of the second single off of the Secrets album. That was in October of 1996 through LaFace Records. A ballad about a blistering heartbreak in which the singer begs a former lover to return and undo the pain he has caused. So there you are. See, you've got an opportunity today. Today is the day to do it. Really. Seriously. Please. It's Valentine's Day. Make amends. Today is the time. Everybody forgives everything on Valentine's Day. Well, perhaps not.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st?
So it was a lovely live version of that one. Joy Crooks there, When You Were Mine. She was singing at a little live event in Hackney, explaining behind the song that her boyfriend left her for another boy. Ah, never mind. Joy Crooks there, Lover. And When You Were Mine. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. It's lovely to be with you on this Monday morning. Yes, it is nice to be with you. It's a Monday, but it's still nice to be with you. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, so a lot of love and joy in the air today. And just to remind you, of course, here on the Breakfast Show, we've got, I love this time of the year. I can always tell when it's this time of the year, because we all, it's a day full of love and joy, isn't it? So I'm going to bring you this. It's from our friends at H&R Block. Whenever they ask us to do this, well, we know what time it is. It's the time to do your tax again. It is indeed. This year, H&R Block, they've got many filing options to make it easy for you. The tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the tax office visit. Well, not without the visit to their office. We call it a tax visit, can't you? You can drop by the office, you can use our drop-off service, or you can, well, you can use a tax pro even to do your taxes virtually. Now, you can contact H&R Block, Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net, or you can call on 260-1037 or the other number 66741037. Let me give those again. hrblock@cwpanama.net email, or you can call on 260-1037. And I can imagine you can WhatsApp or call as well on 66741037. Block, well, they've got your back, haven't they? And there's a good concrete decision for you to make about doing your taxes. By the way, of course, these are US taxes we're talking about. We have to do ours all the time here in Panama, don't we? But another thing to remember, because, you know, making a concrete decision like that, if you're in the world of construction, foundations are very important to you as well, aren't they? Well, the people you need to speak to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They're builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. So they are Cementos Progreso. Do get in touch with them. And also, don't forget this. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day.
Valentine's Day to you and to your better half. I mean, may I say your better half and a half, Christina. May today be a love-filled day. I hope you bought her something out of Tiffany's to commemorate the day, you know, in style. By the way, you always seem to steal my favorite artists. Toni Braxton is one of my favorite artists, and we went through this before. I don't recall with the artist when you played a song. It was Stevie Nicks, and I told you that was my girl. Well, if you are a true Toni Braxton fan, then you have to play Seven Whole Days.
You knew you played me funny. You knew that you were wrong. Damn.
Oh, indeed, I do love Toni Braxton. And then one is for Mario this morning. Thank you very much for your message, Mario. Your message has been passed on. It's nice of you to offer to go into Tiffany's for me. I don't like going into any of those places where it is so expensive. I remember a tough fight, you know, that had Louis Vuitton. And I think it's still there, probably, Balti Plaza. And I remember sort of sneaking in there one day, because you're afraid to touch anything, aren't you, because it's all so cheap. I saw a pair of flip-flops. Louis Vuitton flip-flops. That was brilliant. I think they're about 700... No, not that much. 400 and something dollars, I think. For flip-flops. This is Breakfast Show. We're 28 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock here on this morning's show. Happy Valentine's to all of you out there. Next on the playlist is this one. This comes from Mr. Joe Cocker. With a little help from my friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you all I need is my melody. I say I'm gonna get high.
Yeah.
He's going to get on by, apparently. Joe Cocker there with a little help from my friends. And I tell you what, it's a day of love, and seeing as it is the 14th of February, how about this for a love story? On this day in 1974, the captain and Tennille, they got married. How nice is that? Captain and Tennille there, and Love Will Keep Us Together. I hope so. They were married on this day. And I tell you what, it's Valentine's Day. Let's take a wander down there. Let's go and have a look what's happening in the Valentine's department. Love is in the air. Good morning, yes.
Ah, that's nice. Good morning.
Well, my singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my singing's always nice. I don't do it very often because we keep losing listeners.
Oh.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm,
it's been a nice sort of cheerful Valentine's Day type program this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Been quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
How many Valentines have you sent?
If I sent?
How many Valentines have you sent?
No one yet.
Come on. Oh, no.
I'm
nobody.
Busy this morning.
Oh, no, we gotta do this. Yasmin hasn't sent any Valentines. Anyway, let's look on the bright side. How many did you get?
None.
Yasmin?
I'm busy this morning. I don't care about Valentine's.
You don't have to, it's not just for today. You find people during the rest of the year. You know that, don't you? Just not today.
No, yeah. No. I mean, later when I finish my work, oh, I can
okay.
see that.
All right. So when Yasmin's finished work this morning, form a queue just outside the building. Mm-hmm. oh, dear. I love it. And so how was your weekend?
Oh, it was nice at home. We got the visit of my sister and all her kids.
How many?
She got three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how old?
Well, the oldest one also got a boyfriend, so he was there too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 21. The other one is 20. He's going to be 20 next week.
So they're not exactly little kids, are they?
No, the little one is 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big gap then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's none of my business.
It was fun.
Oh, it's lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, nice. Yeah, it's all nice when the family gets together. Well, we went yesterday, myself and a good lady.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Cinco Centenario for the Chinese event. It was great fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, really was good fun.
And the decorations were beautiful.
And the shows that they put on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, apart from, you know, all the wonderful Chinese shows they put on, the Policía Nacional's band was there.
Oh, wow.
And they're really good.
Yeah, wow.
Because the thing is, didn't they? I said to the good lady, I said, you know what? They get a lot of practice because, remember, they went around town singing when we had the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know, so they got a lot of practice, you know.
That's
which
true.
I thought, you know, I really thought that was wonderful when they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And some amazing voices as well. I mean, there was a lady singing last night with the band. She was excellent.
Wow.
So, yeah, the Policía Nacional, excellent band. But, yeah, and they had the dragons, and they had ladies dancing whose sleeves were about 6 foot too long for the jacket, and they waved them about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the men with the sort of twirly things. You had people with swords. Mm-hmm. It was first class. Really well. Really good fun. Really enjoyed it. Uh-huh. And it was a lovely evening, too.
Yeah.
And everybody had to show their vaccination pass before they could get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Because I went on Friday to the tour.
Oh, yeah. How was the tour?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah? Did you learn anything? Or?
Yeah, because there's a lot of streets that I didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been at Parque Santa Ana.
Okay.
That was my first time.
Yeah. Is that the one with the church on the corner?
Uh-huh, yeah, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I learned a little bit more about history.
Mm-hmm.
That was so cool.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell me, because I think it was mentioned when we mentioned on Friday, somebody mentioned it, or is about, you know, have they done up the Chinatown? Is it sort of, because you go to places like London or New York or big cities, the Chinatown is sort of always sort of nicely done up. I know I've seen an arch as you go past, if you go around by the fish market, go around the entrance, there's an arch there.
Mm-hmm.
But is it sort of all nicely kept and nicely done up in there, or?
Well, no. They need more care.
Because they need to, because, I mean, tourists love to go to the Chinatowns.
Yeah. We saw just like two buildings with that architecture, you know, Chinese architecture, which is beautiful, but they need, you know, painting and to be clean and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
Okay, because I remember Chinatown in London was just behind where my mother worked for many, many years, just off Leicester Square, Wardour Street, around that area.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a fantastic Chinese centre there. It's a pedestrian as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. Now, of course, needless to say, you went, went exercising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Hope you did some for me.
Oh, yes.
No, thank you. I thought I felt well. Hey, you got a couple of pieces of Born on This Day in music.
Exactly. 1945, Big Bricks. English guitarist with Eric Burdon and the Animals during the 1966-1968 period. The Animals had the 1964 UK and US number one single, House of the Rising Sun.
That's right, because we played, because they had somebody else had a birthday, didn't they, last week?
Yes.
And we played House of the Rising Sun.
Mm-hmm.
But I got this one. This is one of my favourites from the end. One of their early ones, so it would have been that period. It's Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Don't I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself low regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
And there we go, that's it, The Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. In fact, it is one of their early ones. It might have been a little bit too early for Big Briggs, because you said from 66 to 68.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was from 1964. Was it so early? Oh, so anyway, he would have listened to it. Well, he would have played it. And by the way, the next one you've got, the singer's, come, give me the next one, because it's a cool one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was Rob Thomas in 1972. He was an American singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist with Matchbox 20, who had the 2000 US number one single, Bent, and his Lonely No More, released in 2005, became his biggest selling solo chart success.
Okay, well, we're going to play Bent, but do you know Rob Thomas? Do you remember us? We played it on the program, a piece of music from Santana. Uh-huh. Called Smooth.
Oh, yeah. He was a singer, right?
He was a singer with Santana on that track. But we're going to play Bent. This was the number one hit on the US Billboard Hot 100.
Other love, you give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me in there, or just hold me again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back. If I couldn't sleep, could you sing? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot.
I started out clean, but I'm jaded, just falling in. Oh, just breaking my skin, can't you help me? I'm bent, I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we will end up with you and me.
There we go. That's it. That's the number one Billboard Hot 100 track, Matchbox 20 there. And that was Bent, and featuring, of course, Rob Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Good, distinctive voice, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Rob. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, good choice there, Jess. So, have you already done your supermarket this week?
Oh, yes, I did yesterday.
You did it yesterday, so it's not on Mondays anymore.
No, no, no.
You've given up on Mondays.
Yes, I guess.
Okay. So, you're exercising today, then?
No, no.
Oh, good. Mm-mm. Yes, I like that. You're going to be responding to all your Valentine's messages later on. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, have a wonderful day, yes.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah. And we'll be together tomorrow.
Yes, see you tomorrow.
All right. Now, when I was sort of rummaging through my record, I didn't sort of intentionally do a Valentine's program for today, because I thought, well, we'd probably have a few requests, which we have done. Thank you very much for that. And so we've sort of gone through those this morning. But one of the things I, you know, always sort of remember when you have relationships, and, you know, especially when it's a new relationship, and you find that the person you're having a relationship with is sort of really trying to bend you to what they want you to be, as opposed to what you are really like or who you are. And I used to have a favourite piece of music from the Carpenters, and it comes off of their Horizon album, which was, of course, the sixth studio album by the Carpenters. And this particular song was recorded at A&M Studios, and this was back in 1975 was when it released, in the middle of the year, in June. But there's one particular track on that album which I thought was brilliant, and really sums up what those feelings are when you have a relationship and somebody is trying to bend you and change you to their way of doing things. I used to always listen to this one.
We fell in love on the first night that together we've been happy. I have very few reasons. The ordinary problems have not been hard to face, but lately little changes have been slowly taking place. you're always finding something is wrong in what I do. But you can't rearrange my life because it pleases you. You've got to love me for what I am, for simply being me. Don't love me for what you intend or hope that I will be. And if you're only using me to feed your fantasy, you're really not in love, so let me go. I must be free. If what you want isn't natural for me, I won't pretend to keep you. What I am, I have to be. The picture of perfection is only in your mind. For all your expectations, love can never be designed. We either take each other for everything we are, or leave the life we've made behind and make another start. You've got to love me for what I am, for simply being me. Don't love me.
What a beautiful way to end up this morning's Valentine's Day program. There's the Carpenters and Love Me for What I Am. Good advice. Don't try and change somebody. That's not what you meant. When you take them for what they are when you met them. So they're a beautiful song. And the voice, of course, of Karen Carpenter. Absolute bliss. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time for me to go and go off and enjoy myself for the rest of the day. And I think I might do a little bit of shopping this afternoon. Feel in the mood. So big thanks this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's busy away doing all our sort of office work and social media work and everything else. So big thanks to Yasmin. And, of course, need to say my producer as well. To our intrepid outdoor reporter up there in Estados Unidos. That's Ingrid. She's there in Florida. And my co-producer, big thanks to Neil there in Windsor over there in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him, to the boys and girls at Grupo Grado, who keep us up and running in the morning. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. I'm going to be back with you same time tomorrow, Tuesday morning, 6 o'clock, bright and breezy. All right, so hopefully you'll be able to join me then. Please do remember that between now and then, do keep yourselves safe, especially when it comes to the health issues. It's still going around. We are hoping that numbers are going to come down, and if we want that to happen, then we have to behave and help, all right? Wearing your masks, and do make sure if you're going on public transport, you have a face shield, and please keep washing your hands. Most importantly, for right now at any rate, stay well away from other people. What do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.